Chapter 11. The Battle. We were all very tired and soon fell asleep. When I woke up, a thought shape from Michael reached me. The search group arrived at the fringes, he told me. We're in the forest. The fringes men are attacking from the trees and fighting bravely. But our group is very strong. They can't stop us. Be careful, Michael, I warned him. Don't worry, he replied. Then he said, David, I'm not receiving any messages from Rachel. We're too far from Wacknook. Can Petra contact her? Petra was happy to help. She liked feeling important. She was quiet for a few moments, and then she said, Rachel feels alone and scared in Wacknook now. She wants to talk to Michael, but he's too far away. Petra spoke to me in a quiet voice so Michael couldn't hear. I think Rachel likes Michael a lot. Her thought shapes about him are all tender and different. Then I received another message from the Sealand lady. We're very near now. Where's your cave? Please give us exact instructions. Petra smiled happily and started to say something, but I said, shh. Sophie was sleeping, and she didn't know about the Sealand people. She might not understand. She might even warn somebody in the fringes that they were on their way. When Sophie woke up, she was calm again. I'm going to get some food, she announced, and disappeared down the ladder. When she returned, she made a fire near the entrance of the cave and started to cook some soup. They found the albino's body, she said to me quietly. They think you killed him. Are they looking for us? I asked. They looked for you this morning, she said, but now they've got more serious problems. The battle isn't going well. Where's Gordon? I asked her. He's returned to the camp, and he's collecting all the men and women for a big battle, she replied. She led me to the cave entrance and pointed to a big green area. Can you see that area of bushes and vegetation over there? We're going to hide behind them and surprise the Wacknook group. There were new sounds at the bottom of the ladder, and we heard a man's voice. It was Gordon.
Sophie! Are you coming? He called.
Sophie put a finger to her lips and whispered,
Be very quiet.
Then she called in a loud voice,
I'm coming, Gordon.
She took her bow and arrow and climbed down the ladder. It was the last time I saw her alive. I contacted Michael to tell him Gordon's plan. Then I asked him a question. Is my father with the Wacknook group? Yes, David, Michael answered. He's the leader. I was furious. If we're captured, the Wacknooks will kill both Petra and I thought angrily. Father knows this, so why is he helping the men to find us? Then I remembered my Aunt Harriet's words to my father.
You love your beliefs more than you love your family.
I thought my father's religion was evil and cruel, but now I had a terrible dilemma. What will I do if I meet Father? I thought. Should I forgive him or try to kill him? In the end, I did not have to decide. The fringes people hid and waited. When the Wacknook men got closer, Gordon saw my father at the front of the group. He took his bow and arrow and shot my father in the heart. The Wacknook men shot at Gordon and wounded him. Sophie ran bravely from behind a rock to carry him to a safer place, but they shot and killed both of them. Poor Sophie. We stood at the entrance of the cave and watched from a distance. We were too far away to see well, but we could recognize the Wacknook men because they were all on their horses. There were a lot of them. "The Wacknook group is winning," I said to Rosalind. "Look, the Fringes people are leaving the battle and running in this direction. They're trying to climb to the caves." But the Fringes people didn't escape to the safety of the caves. They were stopped, but not by the Wacknook men.